This is the Motor Cop Chronicles podcast with the midweek news. Join your hosts, Iceman and Holstera, two law enforcement professionals ready to offer their unfiltered opinions on the latest news from the world of law enforcement. No filters, no edits. So be warned, the content may be upsetting to some listeners. Sit down and hold up. This may get a little bumpy.
Welcome, Motor Cop Chronicles podcast, midweek
good
news.
Afternoon.
A couple people short today. Freebird is out. He had some dental work done, and he says it feels like Mike Tyson punched him in the face like 5 times. So I would assume that would be very painful, because I wouldn't want Mike Tyson to punch me in the face 5 times.
No.
Or 1 time. So he's
I'll
out
pass.
With that. The box had to
hey, Mel.
He had to work today, and I guess he got held over or something. I'm not sure. He just said he couldn't make it. So just stuck with me and Holster. I just got to deal with it.
Back to our roots.
Yeah. Remember to go like and subscribe. Write a review. You can review the page also on Facebook.
Make sure it's a good one.
Yeah, at least be nice. Apple Podcast, if you write a review on there, we'll shout it out. 5 stars. And just like and review it. Try to get us out there.
Agreed, Melissa. Tooth pain is the fucking worst.
I hate toothaches, because I guess it hurts so bad because it's so close to your brain.
Because it's part of your nerve system. Hey, JoJo.
It's good all day. Part of the nervous system, isn't it?
Yeah. Like your central nervous system, you know. That's why if you rip out the wrong tooth and shit, it can like make certain things go bad.
Yeah. We also, if anybody's listening, and we do have the private page, the Motor Cop Clubhouse. You can.
Hey, sir.
You got to answer 3 questions, I believe, and answer them correctly. We'll let you in. It's free.
Don't be a smart ass. I did that and he almost denied me.
We put a little more risque stuff up in there that's not private. I did
Damn,
put in
he
there.
Just said risque.
I said risque. I did have a troll come on, some liberal on a meme that I made. And
you letting this guy live in your head?
No, I'm telling everybody else about it. Todd right here. How you doing? He actually got on there with me. And we had a little discussion with him. The guy stopped talking, so I just blocked him, so all this stuff went down. So I wasn't going to deal with it no more. No, he ain't living in my head.
Because you posted a comment about this.
Yeah, I put it up there. I was just talking about it. Just shut up. I'm going to move that little, see that little dog down there peeing on that cop?
The little Cujo down there?
Yeah, I'm going to move him and make him bigger. He's going to be peeing on your head in a minute.
Hey, Todd.
I have the control.
So we're sitting in front of Mar-a-Lago.
Yes. I'm still pissed off about that stuff.
Ultra Mega Land.
Yeah.
They actually did a special episode, yesterday?
Yeah, Liberty Freedom Whiskey. We did do that. Y'all can go check that one out over there. I'm still pissed off about it. You know, I always thought about the FBI as kind of the upper echelon of, like, law enforcement. And
they think they are.
Well, I don't believe that anymore. I'm just totally just, like, done with it. Need to start a defund the FBI campaign. So I'm just done with them. They just like a bunch of political law enforcement hacks now doing shit like that. So I just, and I did find out today. Do you know if the FBI fucks up? You know who investigates the FBI?
The FBI.
Yeah. Now how can you investigate yourself?
Right. That's the same reason why Congress never. Hey, Zach, that's the same reason why Congress won't put term limits on itself.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, show up to my job and say, hey, I really want you to fire yourself in 2 years. I'm probably going to tell you to go fuck yourself. I mean, don't get me wrong. Depending on the day, I might just say, fuck it. Today's a good day to quit.
Might be. You didn't bring your koozie to put your drink or nothing in?
No, I didn't. Why the hell did you put his raining mint on it? I'll bring it next time, Saturday or Sunday. We're going to do it Sunday.
All righty. We're going to start it off. We're going to start off with a union Union Police Union. They released a video of an officer that is accused of racially profiling a professor on a college campus. Of course, you know, the cop, I'm just going to give you a rundown. I have a video. We got the body cam. It'll be there, Todd. It's a little bit long, but yeah, it'll be there. It's a little bit long of a video, so I might fast forward through some of it, but you'll see. I mean, this is a college professor, a sociology professor, that accused this cop of being racially profiling because he wouldn't open up the door to let him in after he won't. Yeah, we know, JoJo. You need to change your lunch breaks. You tell them you're busy every Wednesday at this time. But we're gonna watch the video. We're gonna watch this racist cop because he is so racist. It is pathetic. Give me a second.
Now to some
get
breaking
it.
News: the man in charge of overseeing reforms
this is not
inside
the
Chicago
one.
Police
this
Department
is the video is- here. What's up, Roy? It's like I said, right there. It don't cut on yet. We're gonna fast forward to where he gets to the professor. Here he is.
Yeah, right it's
here.
Usually the first 30 seconds in a body cam.
If you go inside my office, I lost my ID. I was traveling this weekend, but here's my credit card. Dude.
Do you have a campus actual?
I don't. I lost it. But here's my
okay.
But if we go inside my office, my door's open. Just the front, the office door is the hallway's locked, but my office is open right now. If we go in there,
Do you have a?
I can give you my ID number.
Do you have a? Did you call your dean?
My dean. No, my dean's left. And he's not here.
Okay. You would. I would give call because. Because here's the thing, so I can't unlock it without any photo ID. And technically before, I'm not trying to be a jerk or anything,
yeah.
But technically before we get called, it has to go to the dean first. You have to come respond.
My cell phone's in there. I don't have anything.
Yeah.
Now, this cop, of course, he has to college campus police. He has rules he has to follow. And I know some departments, they'll send you on a call that's bogus as shit. To see how you're going to, if you're going to follow policy and procedure on calls. It can be a real call or a fake call. You don't know. But I know departments that do this. I don't know if you know that ever happened, Holster or not, but they will do this to you.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like every single day. But I kind of, okay, first off, he's not profiling. It is very clear this officer would have done it, whether they were white, yellow, black. I'm not even sure this guy's black. He actually looks like he just has tan from his vacation he just got back on.
Yeah.
It is not completely racist, Roy. So,
no, everybody,
I mean,
everybody tell Yvette late happy birthday. Yesterday was Yvette's birthday.
Happy birthday, Yvette. But what I'm saying is, could the officer have said, okay, well, keep your ass here. I'm going to go inside of your office. And if I see, like, photos of you and your family or something like that, yeah, I'll let you in. He could have.
But that's still
not
against
his policy.
That's against their policy. So we're just going to move on with it. But we just, like I said, I'm probably going to fast forward.
I mean, unfortunately,
you wouldn't be unlocking my door. You'd be locking the hallway.
Do you have any form of photo ID in there?
I don't. In there, I have pictures of myself and my family. You can see that. I promise you'll see that. I promise you that. You'll see it in there, dude. I promise you. You'll see my pictures of me and my kids and my wife in there.
I mean,
just look, you just gotta open up the hallway. My door's unlocked. I just forgot my keys when I used the restroom. My car's parked right here. This is my car.
Where? How far is the bathroom at this place?
Here.
That's what I'm.
I promise you, I'm not lying. Just open the door. I'll show you.
Any other form of?
I don't. I was traveling.
No, I don't know what this cop's doing. He's doing something Velcro.
He's like playing with his Velcro.
He's playing some Velcro on something. It's aggravating as shit. You can hear it. You can hear it.
Jersey and I lost my fucking ID. And I'm sorry.
Okay, and your photos are in there?
Yeah, but everything's in there. I promise you. You'll see everything in there. I'm not.
Judge, I said the same thing, but I think this is after class hours. He was probably in there grading papers or doing something. I don't know. College is different from when I went. You know, they used to wear suits and ties. Now it's, I guess, it's way more.
It definitely is some ASM.
Which one is it?
Joshua.
Okay. What's up,
Buffers? Do you know your dean's phone number?
What's up?
Your dean's phone number?
No, I don't.
Let me clear this with my supervisor first, okay?
Yeah.
Smart man.
I don't know who that dude was. He's just sitting there. Dur, dur, dur. I'm just going to stand right here. I don't know. I'm just watching.
Where?
This guy in the blue button up.
Oh.
With a blurred face.
It's like, yeah, hurry up, open it so I can bum rush it. I forgot my ID, too.
I know if I worked with cops that were this racist, I would turn them into somebody, the DOJ. This dude is so racist.
Now, if you'd have threw him to the ground and cuffed him because he thought that he was, trespassing or something, I might go with the whole racist thing.
That's another professor. He must have got his shit, too.
Hey, so I know Chattery's already said the old CSO thing, but I was already 97 this thing. So he says he's a staff member, locked his shit in the office, no ID, no nothing. He says he has photos. Yeah, photos of himself in the office. No? Okay, so, all right, I'll let him know. He said he didn't have any photo ID or campus ID or nothing. He says, like, all his shit's in there, so. That's why I thought I'd run it through you first.
He's doing what he should do. He's checking with his supervisor.
Yep. Once the supervisor says it is locked,
he's got. Well, he's like, hey, I lost my ID and shit, and so.
Yeah, I wonder if that supervisor has his cell phone on a belt clip. Right. Right. I wonder. I bet you he does.
Right. So I talked to my supervisor, and he said no go. Unfortunately. So, am I supposed to get in? They don't have anything here. Are you?
Yeah, my door's unlocked. My office.
I totally get it. I explained to him the circumstances, but unfortunately, he won't let me go in there.
So how do I do?
Do you have any way to contact anybody?
Call. How's he gonna do what he do?
Dean.
Call maintenance.
Or
break the window.
You have to get in that car. Your car's here.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. It's not my problem. You don't want to lock yourself out and don't have an ID.
Like I said, man, as much as I'd like to help, I talk to my
drove here with no driver's license.
ID so, yeah.
Nobody know how to pop a lock with a pocket knife anymore?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I'm sure you are.
Look, he's getting all pissy.
If I was a white professor, you'd be fine with this. And you want to smirk about it, but you know it's true.
You heard what he said?
If I was a white professor,
you'd be fine with it. Now, I mean, this cop is, you've been watching this and listening, he is extremely racist. He is being totally rude to this man.
Everything else.
I mean, so, yeah, he's probably right. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
You know, Joshua, I did that back when I was painting my bedroom just to be a smartass, blew my knees out.
Roy is a lawyer. That just, and when you pop and lock and drop it, I would like to be there, Josh.
You wouldn't have no problem opening the door for a while.
I'm sorry. I literally called.
You're
sorry, I'm trying to help.
That's true, man. That's the fucked up part. That I'm a fucking professor. I'm in there. I locked the door accidentally. I went to use the restroom.
Now at that point, I'm just sitting back.
I called.
I've been like, all right, sir. Well, I'm sorry I can't help you. You have a nice day. I'm just going to turn and walk off. Fuck him. Before I could tell him to go fuck himself. That's exactly what my demeanor would change to. That's why I would say, you have a nice day, and I turn around and walk off before, I did fucking just start cussing him out or something. Because he's just being a dick at this point. But he is a college professor, because then he thinks he's probably smarter than entitled.
And I called
the college supervisor. That's the fucked up part, man.
See, I'm a bigger dick. Do you know what I would have told him? Since I'm sitting here, because I'm like, sir, what you make me need to do is go down to the police station and go talk to my supervisor directly.
Which you can't do because his car keys are back in the office.
So, you can walk. You have a nice day.
Well, I'm sorry about that. Take care.
There you go. So, I mean, yes, this.
Or I would have hit him with "Have a great day."
Oh, I would have gave him, you have the great day. This guy, that guy right there, let me tell you who the racist is. That college professor. Okay. That guy, that cop right there was totally polite and professional the entire time. It is not his fault that they have rules they're supposed to follow. And as soon as he breaks the rules, that college professor be the first one to throw his ass underneath a bus and let him get fired.
Or, hear me out, he should have unlocked the door, went inside of the class, and just sat there in a chair staring out the window at him.
What, Josh, you think they're going to fire him because he said shit on the phone? He was talking to his supervisor. He wasn't talking to the person, and he was away from him. So maybe they ought to fire the professor for cussing, using that F word.
Fake?
Yeah, Jared, I know. Those cops, these damn cops out here are evil, evil sons of bitches.
He's lucky a motorcycle cop didn't show up.
Yeah, I mean, them motorcycle cops are real assholes, especially towards wrecker drivers. I mean, we just cannot stand wrecker drivers. They are the worst, them damn wrecker drivers.
Yeah, people forget that, JoJo.
She said, I can assure you every Iceman would not have been so nice and calm. I would have been nice at first till he started accusing me of being a racist. Then he'd have pissed me off. Yeah, you know, them damn record drivers. So it's going to be, anyway, I'm glad they put the body cam footage out, because the first thing people yell at nowadays, and it pisses me off more than anything, is being racist. Racist, race, race, racist. And you know what? It does. It pisses me off, especially when I'm just being as nice as I can be, because I treat everybody the same. Either I treat you like really nice like you're treating me, or I treat you like a complete asshole like you're treating me. I'm going to give you what you give me, unless you're trying to give me a kiss and I don't want you to. So,
big old sloppy ones.
Yeah, big sloppy ones and violate my motorcycle.
He only likes those in Baton Rouge.
No, it's not Baton Rouge, New Roads. but that cop was totally professional. We got to keep that professor in mind for maybe a hot nut. We will see. We're going to move right along into.
Yeah, because he flipped his script quick.
Yeah. Oh, real quick. We're going to move over to, I think this is the Washington State.
So usually I like to read these first and then come back and then just give a brief synopsis. But this one is so full of information, I wouldn't be able to remember it all. So here we go with this. I guess I would call it, what the hell is that? Like a shit circus? Bye, JoJo.
What's up, baby?
Later, JoJo. Yeah, I mean, like, you could clearly hear the music playing as this whole thing went down.
I tried to find videos and pictures. They didn't have any on this one.
Washington police arrest 31-time convicted felon. 31 convicted felonies who rammed a cruiser with a stolen truck. So this incident should have never occurred because this officer or this offender should have still been incarcerated based on his prior convictions, the chief said. So basically, Kent Washington, a 31-time convicted felon, was arrested over the weekend after stealing a truck. Now he led police on a pursuit and slamming into an officer's patrol car. So a Kent Police Department officer first spotted the suspect in a stolen truck and attempted to pull him over. But due to a recent change in pursuit policy in Washington State, the officer was unable to pursue.
It's so fucked up.
So, yeah, so the suspect fled. Well, however, later down the road, he rammed into the front of a sergeant's patrol car, authorizing police to pursue the driver in the stolen vehicle. The officers cornered the suspect in a cul-de-sac, where he then rammed the driver's side of the sergeant's vehicle, so like in the door. So this is what differs from, I'm assuming, Washington and down here, because we play by different rules. The suspect began revving his engine and burning a hole into the side of the police car door, trapping the sergeant. I would have opened fire.
Lots of times I'm going to say, well, where was the lead?
Right, because at that point,
he's trying to kill. To me, he's using deadly force against this cop.
Right, I would have put rounds down range.
They should have started putting rounds in that windshield, yeah.
Yeah, it trapped the sergeant inside the vehicle. Officers asked the man, they asked him to step out of the vehicle.
Sir,
can you please stop trying to kill our sergeant, sir?
Please take your foot off of the gas, sir, and step out of the vehicle calmly. We have cookies for you. You're not going to, if you go to jail, you'll be out within 10 minutes.
Well, obviously, sir, he's just get out. I mean, if you've got 31 felony convictions, because a felony is over 1 year in prison, you should have already served 31 years in federal pen.
Yeah. Yeah. If it would have been in Grady Judd's jurisdiction, he'd have been, they shot him. They shot him a lot.
So, proceeding with the story, officers asked the man to step out of the vehicle. And when he did, instead of putting him in handcuffs, he tried to run away from the police. Officers were able to apprehend the man and arrest him. The man, who has 31 prior convictions, was arrested last month on a felony warrant for eluding police.
So why the fuck was he even out of jail?
Right. So the KPD police chief, Rafael Padilla, spoke out after the incident, saying it should not have occurred in the first place.
Nope. This dude should have been doing life.
Right.
Somewhere. I mean, well, you have 31 convictions and you're walking around on the street.
Like, he just got arrested for a felony warrant for fleeing and eluding. He got out not 2 weeks later and did the shit again.
Well, he probably thought he was in New York, or where was that? New York or Detroit, somewhere where, or is that Chicago? When they're not allowed to chase you on foot either.
Well, see, yeah, that's Chicago. Yeah. But, you know,
catch me if you can.
What I don't understand is he obviously knew that they had a pursuit policy that said just because he's in a stolen car, they can't chase you.
Yeah.
But his dumb ass rammed the police car. Then
he ran into a cop car. It's just,
right.
He shouldn't be going to jail. He should have been going to the morgue or the hospital in Lee's case. But when he's sitting there burning the thing, just pushing, no, they should have just started. But that's what's wrong with that. You got places like that. They're scared to fire their weapons because they're going to, even though they're protecting themselves, they're going to want to, you know, he was just misunderstood. He was getting his life together.
He was on his way to church.
He was borrowing that truck. He didn't steal it to go to church. And he had that stolen stuff in there because he was going to pawn it and give all the money to the battered women's shelter. That's what he was going to do. He's just misunderstood. Or he has mental issues and he wasn't on his medication. Really, this dirtbag should have been doing life. Now, I mean, he's probably out of jail already. It's Washington. Oh, yeah, it's the state of Washington. He's probably out of jail already. It's freaking ridiculous. Roy says, we're racist. We don't even know what color this dude is. He could be purple.
Oh, he's white as the German snow. You know he is.
So that's what they're going to say. That's why he didn't get shot.
Yep.
So,
but, I give a shit what color you are. You're trying to run my ass over. I'm ending you.
Yeah. Shoot him. Anyway, that's what happens in them woke states.
Fact.
With this one, I got a picture on this next one. We're going over to California, so we're going to Commifornia. So we're still woke over here, wide fucking woke. This man right here, unfortunately, I'll have to be talking about him on the End of Watch episode at the end of the month. It was in California. What part of California?
You think they'll do a funeral for him? Because he's off duty.
Maybe not. Probably not. But we're going to talk about him now. This will be his end to watch anyway. He was off duty. He was California, and he got murdered. Montgomery Park Police Department, California. He was gunned down in broad daylight this Monday afternoon, a couple days ago, in a parking lot outside of a L.A. Fitness center in Downey. The Downey Police Department responded to multiple calls reporting of a person that was shot at 3:45 p.m. in the afternoon. So we looking at broad daylight right here. The guy was shot several times while sitting in his car. He had been identified. He's 25 or 26 years old. He just recently joined the department. Pronounced dead at the scene. This was the first story that came out. They did a manhunt, and they were looking for him. And I'm gonna read. They did catch the two people that shot him. Okay, they did make an arrest today. I believe they made the arrest. And let's see the name. It was a 17-year-old boy. And a grown man that killed him, 17-year-old boy. His name is Gabriel Solero. He was 26 years old, young man, just started his job. Carlos Daniel Del Cida, or something, however you say it, he was 20 years old. He's charged with one count of murder and attempted robbery and possession of a felon and a firearm with a special circumstances allegation that the murder was committed during a robbery. He's expected to be arraigned later Wednesday, where they'll probably let him out of jail on a bond because it's California. That kid had just joined the police department in January, and he graduated from the Sheriff's Academy on July 22nd. He
started this year?
Yes. He started his field training on July 25th. And all this dude was doing was leaving the gym from exercising, trying to keep himself in shape. He said that the older guy got out of a nearby vehicle with a gun drawn. He said he tried to get away by putting his car in reverse, but he was shot multiple times. Defendant didn't return to the other vehicle where the juvenile was behind the wheel and fled. Of course, you know, the kid's not been identified because he's 17. He's a fucking homicidal maniac.
Ain't that a bitch? Because then they're just going to say he was a minor and let him out.
Oh, yeah. Exactly. That's exactly what's going to happen. But it's bullshit. That kid's probably already at home. And he's not even a kid, in my opinion.
No.
So.
Usually I would ask why.
There's no reason why. It's because they wanted his car or some money, and they're too fucking lazy to get it. That kid, they should be put away. I mean, this is a young man. Yeah, a few weeks. You're right, Roy. He's only been a cop a few weeks. And then lost his life just leaving the fucking gym. So I'm
right.
Pathetic. And I guarantee you those people won't spend the rest of their life in jail, even though this man's family will be without him the rest of his life. Because fuck, even here in Louisiana, you can get life imprisonment and get that overturned and get out after brutally murdering two people. If y'all,
but you go to prison for life.
For weed, yeah, you can go to prison for life for a joint. If we're going to move along before I start ranting too much. this is a Kansas City deputy got injured here.
So, Sunday.
It's a busy weekend.
Officer was just patrolling, and he was called. Why? Because there was a fucking buffalo standing right in the middle of the interstate. He arrived on scene and attempted to get the buffalo off the road. Buffalo said, "Fuck you. This is my road," and ran into him. Obviously injuring him. Buffalo, I don't know if you've seen them. They're fucking huge. Ran right into him.
Ginormous. Well,
the officer decided, he said, "You know what? Fuck it. I need to see me some buffalo wings," and put rounds down range, killed the buffalo.
He must have been a good shot, because I'm sure you got a... Because I know I had a cow a cow got ran over one time years and years ago. I was still a patrol guy, you know. It broke all four of the cow's legs, and it was a big cow. You know, she was suffering. You know, so
you had to dispatch it.
We put the cow out of his misery. I'm gonna tell you what, we carried 9mm at the time, and it took about 10 rounds before that thing. I felt bad. I mean, I shot the cow right in the head, right between the eyes. I shot this cow, and it mooed at me. After I shot it, I'm like, "Oh shit, man, this ain't right."
It's like you missed.
Yeah, and I didn't miss. So the guy was with me. He's like, "Shoot it again." So I shot it again. I mean, it took 10 bullets to kill this damn cow. So this guy dropped this buffalo with a freaking pistol. He must have been a dead on shot.
Fun fact: did you know that that is how they gauge the military's sidearm? The 1911. Had to be able to kill a bull with one round.
Huh.
So that's why it is a .45 ACP.
Well, Zach says he lives right next to Yellowstone, and it's always insane how many tourists get gored each year. I don't know if they just think they're like big cows. I just want to know, have you seen Jimmy? Have you seen Jimmy out there?
Jimmy?
You don't watch the show Yellowstone, obviously. You
no, I don't have whatever it's on. I've tried. On
Paramount, I think, or something. I think it's on Paramount.
Give me your login. I'll watch it.
But Yellowstone is awesome. And Zach lives right there. That's got to be cool. Let's see. Zach Barnes said, it's sad, so hard getting people to become officers, and the ones that do step up and are dying way too young. Yes, correct. That's correct. I mean, it's not – I was actually thinking about doing an episode. Roy says, I'm going to cow hell. No, I was trying to put it out of his misery. The cow was suffering. Both his legs broke. The Iceman, at least you use your firearm. Up here in Canada, an officer tried to kill a deer by running it over multiple times. I will find you. What?
That's fucking great.
I know they got guns in Canada. Why didn't they just shoot the damn deer?
Because you had to do paperwork for that.
Oh, I had one time I got called out to a call 100 years ago because these people had a possum in a garbage can. It was like at the bottom. And I'm like, I get over there and they're like, I'm like, what do you want me to do with it? Oh, these were some city people that moved out here. And I'm like, they didn't live in a subdivision or nothing. I said, all right. I unholstered and took care of the possum. I shot the possum in their garbage. They had a hole in the bottom of their garbage can, but I shot the possum dead right there. They didn't have to put it in the garbage can. It was already there. I shot it right there. I got on the radio. dispatch, if you get a report of a gunshot fired, it was me. Took care of the possum. Back 10-8, no report. So that's exactly what happened. I didn't even write a report. I just told him, if you get a report of shots fired, that's me.
Well, I guess the second part of that is that Monday morning, they have, I guess, a buffalo farm up there. There's a guy that owned 20 buffalo. The guy's aunt called 911 and said that her nephew was dead. He was 56 years old, and he had been squished to death.
Yeah. Squished to death.
He went through the pen.
Technical term, squished?
Yeah, he was inside of the pen with it, and it decided that he was not going to live. He said, I'm tired of you taking my buffalo wings.
Well, I know. I mean, these buffaloes are pissed off. You got these damn people out there from these restaurants keep plucking their wings off of them and eating them.
And they charge a premium.
Yeah,
too.
I mean, these damn they Buffalo Wild Wings. I mean, right there, I mean, I think they're endangered. I haven't seen a wing on a buffalo in a while. I got attacked by talking about stuff, but y'all getting extra tonight because I remembered another old story, and it's just a short one. Got dispatched to a animal complaint.
Story time with Grandpa.
Yeah, I get to the house and people. I'm like, "What's the deal?" I said, "We caught this little pot-belly pig. I don't know if it belongs to anybody, but it's mean." I'm like, "Okay." I said, "Where is it at?" Because those pot-belly pigs, you know, they're not real aggressive or nothing.
Probably a fucking baby boar.
Yeah. I said, "It's right there in our backyard, inside the fence." Yeah, well, I went and I just walked back there. I'm thinking it's just a little pig, you know. I walked back there. Yeah, it was a baby boar, with about inch and a half to 2 inch long tusk on it.
That
was pissed off. Okay, and who walks into the backyard and looks at it and it's like, oh, what's up, little pig? And the little fucker turns around and looks at me and decided I guess I stunk or he didn't want me back there. Well, this fucker charged at me. Thank God I was young at this time because you seen my big ass. I was probably about 200 pounds at the time. My big ass in full duty gear going over a chain link fence really fast, okay?
I figured you were going to go running back by the people going, that ain't no fucking pot belly pig.
I went over a chain link fence quick. I think I tore my uniform. And they're like, I walked back up front. And I'm like, that's not a pot belly pig. And they're like, well, I said, it's a freaking baby boar. Well, I said, I don't know what you're going to do with it. I'm not touching the damn thing. They're made in hell. I said, open the gate and let him out. He could find his mama. But, yeah, I mean, it was just, I didn't shoot the pig. I was in a subdivision. But, yeah, I mean, that little fucker, he was meaner than hell.
Oh, hell yeah. I've had them knock people out of the truck when we go hunting.
Mm-hmm. They are mean. Roy, you love buffalo wings. Well, you're part of the problem. You're part of the problem.
Oh, Buffalo Wild Wings, you mean the place that turns off the TV if they play the national anthem? Yeah.
Anyway, the same, I think this, yeah, that you said it, that same buffalo, I think, like I said, as you said, squished somebody else before. This buffalo was pissed.
Yeah. Now he's a lot.
I've seen some videos on TV not too long ago, people out there fucking, I'm like, these people are stupid. Do they not realize that these things can, like, tump your car over if they want to with their head.
Oh, yeah, easily.
Well, that's city folk for you. If I see a buffalo, I'm not getting out to try to pet it.
Well, I guess there's signs out west. I guess Thomas can probably answer it. It says, like, don't take selfies with the buffalo because it shows them turning their back to the buffalo. It's like, yeah, that's not a good fucking idea.
Well, I saw one recently on, like, Facebook. It was like, man, it says, do not try to pet the fluffy cows or something like that. I did see one that says cow, assault cow. The buffalo. It's a dangerous assault. We're going to Aaron's neck of the woods over here. We're going to Chicago. It's kind of funny. The guy that was the Chicago Police Department reform director got fired. They fired the reform director. The chief did. I got a video and we'll play it. I don't think the chief was real happy about what he was telling him. So I'm gonna get on over here to hit and get to the video. Go to video two. Here we go.
Now to some breaking news. The man in charge of overseeing reforms inside the Chicago Police Department is now out of a job. He was fired one day after writing a critical email to Police Superintendent David Brown. Here's CBS 2 political investigator Dana Coswell.
That's really what the whole consent decree is about, to some extent, particularly when you're talking about the accountability section.
For almost 2 years, Robert Boyk has been in charge of making sure the Chicago Police...
His last name was Boyk, but he got picked on in school a lot.
Department complied with reforms outlined in the 2019 consent decree. He told CBS2's Tara Molina in 2021 the department was making progress. Part of the decree requires officer training. On Monday, Boyk wrote this email to Police Superintendent David Brown, questioning Brown's decision to move 46 officers out of the Office of Constitutional Policing and Reform and back to patrol. Boyk wrote he felt it his duty to ensure Brown was making that move with the clear understanding of the ramifications for the department, that it would make required officer in-service training impossible and the consent decree deadline would not be met. I respectfully request that you reverse the decision, Boyk wrote. Instead of doing that, sources say Superintendent Brown fired Boyk, a police department spokesperson only saying Boyk is no longer a member of the Chicago Police Department. No additional comment.
Boyk's sudden termination has angered many people, including some aldermen who tell me they believe he was fired simply for criticizing Superintendent Brown and perhaps indirectly Mayor Lori Lightfoot. I reached out to her spokesperson. So far, no comment
from the
mayor.
That's what that's about.
In the newsroom, Dana Kozlov, CBS.
That's what that's about.
I mean,
he pissed off Beetlejuice.
But at the same time, they need change. I mean, but they need, unfortunately, they need to elect their change.
Oh, you going to send me a nasty little email? Fuck you. You fired. They Boyk. So, this is all political right there. I'm telling you right there. That shit all is all political.
Well, I mean, he sounds like he's got a good lawsuit.
It's all political.
Wrongful termination.
Yep.
And that was his job.
I mean, yeah. I mean, he's trying to get him. I keep. They're under some kind of mandate or something over there. So,
yeah, you like the mandates.
I love mandates. They're delicious. I get my mandates off of Grindr. I like to grind them up before. You going to head on to New Roads?
New Roads. Yeah. So, see, this story is short and sweet. I can pretty much sum it all up for you. New Roads Police Department. An employee arrested and accused of leaking information. So, regarding drug raid roundups.
Somebody didn't take their Facebook profile down either, because that's where I found that picture.
Oh, that's hilarious. Where the hell did she work? She wasn't no damn beat cop.
No.
She acted like a prostitute.
No, she wasn't a beat cop. She was a phone answerer.
So, she went ahead and disseminated the information, and it gave a heads up to her daughter's boyfriend.
You should never inseminate the information. It makes it sticky.
She decided, she called her daughter's boyfriend and said, "Hey, I heard the boys up here talking. They're coming to bust your ass.
They come and get you."
And when they got to the house, they searched it. There was no drugs. And he said, "Oh, no. Auntie done called me from up there. I sold all that shit." And they said, all right, bet. And went and arrested Auntie instead.
I don't think it was her daughter's boyfriend.
Yeah, I know.
I called her moms or something. I don't know. But anyway, stupid. Stupid. She was a sergeant prior at a jail before she went over to the other place. Because that's how she still has herself listed on Facebook. But that's her stupidity. First of all, you knew your daughter and her boyfriend were dope dealers. And you worked for the police department and the sheriff's office? Come on now.
Well, see, we had that happen in the agency I worked for where two officers were actually gunned down. And for whatever reason, I mean, we even shut the city down. Like, legit, you get a curfew, go home. And we searched for this son of a bitch, and we knew he was still in the city. Turns out his aunt was a dispatcher. And every time they said, "Hey, we're going to go over here and hit this block," she would text him and tell him. She went to jail as well.
So, well, that woman needs to go to jail. She should never have a badge on. You can do stupid shit like that. This next one is pretty damn just horrific. Where was it at? Was it in California, too? I don't
know. We're all miscombobulated.
Well, Box we were supposed he was to be here. We were supposed to have the box here tonight, and something, I guess, came up. So we had stories already out and stuff like that, and we had to redo it. This was from the Police Tribune. This was a training accident, and it was an instructor was in Washington, D.C. A retired D.C. Metropolitan Police Department lieutenant was doing some training at the District of Columbia Public Library Office of Public Safety to special police officers. I guess it's some kind of, they got so many different type of cops up there in D.C., you don't ever know. Anyway, I guess after the training or wherever they were doing, he was joking around. This is him. This is the guy that he's retired, and he just needs to go ahead and retire and get away from the training, because this young lady right here, pretty young lady right there, he shot and killed her.
Because during training?
Yeah, during training. During a training session at the Anacostia Neighborhood Library last week, said the tragedy occurred as they were joking around at the end of class.
You don't joke around with loaded weapons.
That's why you don't even point red man guns at people, okay? Police said retired Lieutenant Jesse Porter, 58, is now, or was, a professional instructor who conducts training sessions for current law enforcement officers and kills them. The incident occurred inside the library on Good Hope Road at approximately 3:30 p.m. Department received a report of a shooting and responded to find the female officer unconscious and suffering from a gunshot wound. She was rushed to an area hospital where she was later pronounced dead.
Jesus.
She was 25 years old. She was only 25 years old. He told the investigators that he had a group of approximately five trainees. They were joking around as they gathered to take a picture after... Why did it do that? After wrapping up in armament system procedures, and this was an ASP training course.
What? How the fuck do you go from ASP training to get shot?
Just before they took the photo, the officer stopped them so they could remove her face mask, according to the document. So they're still wearing masks over there.
They yelled, "Smile, wait for the flash."
Her classmates jokingly teased her. Porter pulled his gun from his holster and fired at her, striking her in the chest.
What the fuck?
The incident was captured on surveillance camera.
He said, "Why are you wearing that mask?" Kablow.
"Yeah, I thought I had my training gun," Porter told the first officer who arrived on the scene. Why did I do this? Is she okay? Well, I know why you did it, because you're fucking stupid. That's why you do it. First of all, when we do, anyway, they tried to save her. She died. She got fucking probably blasted in the chest with a 40 caliber at least. I just went through a school shooting training that we did, okay? And you take your weapon out, all the bullets out of your weapon, your gas, everything. Basically, you walk in there with an empty duty belt on, okay? You don't even bring your weapon into the building. You lock it in your unit. Why? For this shit right here.
Yeah, Roy, that is a manslaughter.
This man is retired. This man did at least 25 years. 20 to 25 years minimum, if not 30 years as a cop. Supposed to be a professional trainer training other cops, and he's going to pull a gun out and play and accidentally shoot and kill this woman. First of all, why did he even have a real weapon inside the building during training? We're not allowed to bring out any kind of training. Like, even when we do like recertify on tasers and stuff, like once every year or two, when we got to recert, we go in there. You bring an empty duty belt. You leave all your weapons, mace included.
We always just lock the whole damn belt, the trunk.
Well, I'm just saying. Well, you need sometimes we use the red guns, plastic training guns, and they just go in your holster. Well, I'm saying they go in your holster. So this man should have never even had a weapon in there, thus a loaded weapon. And he's supposed to be a professional trainer. That's one of the first things they teach you. Now, like I said, did he murder this girl? No. I mean, he killed her.
Yeah, it's a manslaughter charge.
It's a manslaughter charge, a negligent homicide or something like that. Nanny's going to have to live with the fact that he took this young lady's life.
He'll see her face every night the rest of his life.
This young lady's life right there over playing. He was probably playing around thinking that she was cute and he was going, she didn't want to fuck your old ass anyway.
Well, his only chance is that moving on. So this next officer, me and the Iceman know an officer just like this. So a CPSO former SPD captain due in court for falsely claiming to be a victim of a hit and run. So basically, this former captain decided he was going to say he got all this damage on the side of his car. How'd he get this damage, you say? Well, he told the state police, I was sideswiped by a gigantic work truck Ford that just took the whole side of the car and destroyed it.
Yeah, Ford F-250, he said, didn't he?
Yeah, it's a work truck. Basically, you know, when the state police and everything looked at it, they went back to his neighbor's house and all these things, and I'll be damned if somebody didn't have a doorbell ring. And he is an idiot that, what'd he do? He backed into the mailbox. So instead of fessing up and going, hey, I fucked up, just calling he's a captain, so he would just call the major or the chief or a sheriff.
They probably didn't have many people above him, put it that way.
Right, but just be like, all right, boss, I fucked up.
I fucked up, brand damn thing.
Yep, I was too damn early, I didn't drink my coffee, I jumped in the cruiser, I fucking threw it in reverse, and I ran over my mailbox.
Or he was drunk when he did that shit.
That's what I'm thinking, because honestly, at the end of the day, which one would you rather just say, hey, I ran into the mailbox, or would you rather say you got hit and run? Because there's a lot less paperwork to do with it in the mailbox.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm thinking he was lit.
Well, it goes back to what I always say.
Tell the right thing.
Tell the truth. I guarantee you, if this man would have said, look, I fucking wasn't paying attention, I fucking hit the mailbox and fucked up the side of my unit, the worst thing probably would have happened to him was a couple days suspension.
Right, or the sheriff or somebody to say, well, then you're paying for the fucking damages.
Yeah, or make you pay for the damages. That's the worst can happen to you. Now this motherfucker, it's only a misdemeanor.
Going to jail.
It's a misdemeanor. He got arrested. It's not a felony, but he's done lost his job.
And he's going to be falsifying police records.
Nobody's ever going to hire him again. He's going to get Brady listed because he's a liar. Don't lie. Just tell the truth. That's all you got to do. But this man knew way better. Being a captain with that many years, he knew better. That's why I think he's something else. He was probably drunk or something like that. That's just speculation. This next one here is we're going to New Orleans police. This one's fucked up too. I don't know how do I do this sometimes. It's like all this shit's on cops and stuff like this. Y'all give me a second. I got to go. We're going to do a screen share. So I'm going to have to pull it up. And I'm not used to doing screen share. So here we go.
Oh, shit. Well, if we lose you, we'll see you next week.
No, I'm not going to lose them. Here we go. I say them. Here we go.
Not the Pornhub.
No.
Before pedaling down St. Louis Street in front of a large
and allegedly robbed in the French Quarter, leaving of an off-duty NOPD officer beaten and allegedly robbed in the French Quarter, leaving a lot of unanswered questions for us this evening. Good evening, and thank you for joining us, everyone. I'm Sharice Gibson. Couldn't believe that video that we saw there. Police say that they responded to the call early Monday morning. Lily Cummings joining us now with more, with a minute-by-minute breakdown, Lily, of what happened before they arrived. Really unbelievable.
So it gets me, as a lot of people don't realize that they got fucking cameras everywhere out there.
Oh, yeah, New Orleans?
Yeah.
Unbelievable video.
It certainly is, Sharice. And, you know, police confirmed the officer's personal handgun was taken during this incident, and it has not been recovered. In the meantime, they've arrested a 16-year-old boy.
I was about to say, he should have used his handgun, and you're going to see why in a minute, and it would have been justified.
And are searching for more suspects. You can tell by that video, that includes more than a dozen people. Take a look.
This security video from a business owner shows the scene near St. Louis and Bourbon in the French Quarter at 2:52 a.m. Monday. In the bottom right corner, an off-duty cop sits on a bike with his phone before pedaling down St. Louis Street in front of a large group by the St. Louis Market. At 2:53 a.m., you can see the off-duty officer talking to a few of the people gathered there. He keeps riding the bike with people following him until he goes out of frame. Suddenly at 2:54, he reappears, being hit by at least five individuals.
Five people are attacking him. That's justification right there, starting to shoot people.
Not only that, they tried to take or they took his weapon.
You cannot, I don't care, you know, you see movies and stuff. I don't care how badass you are. You're not going to physically fight off five motherfuckers by yourself when they're attacking you.
It's because he's white.
I would have got my. I don't know if that's because it isn't. I think they just wanted to rob him. I think he should have pulled his gun. I'd have started shooting motherfuckers.
As others watch, he's pushed to the ground. At 2:56, he gets up and continues to talk to the group.
Then why did he not leave at this point? This motherfucker over here, look right here. He can't have his fucking pants falling down and shit. When they were beating my ass over here in the beginning, I guarantee you, I'd have started putting bullets in motherfuckers. I'm telling you. I'm not going to sit there and get my ass beat by that many people. He could have easily knocked you out and killed you.
Again, going out of frame. By 2:59 a.m., the group moves in front of the camera again. And by 3, a brawl begins when someone is shoved and the off-duty officer swings. This time, several people are fighting. It continues for a few minutes, moving further down St. Louis towards Royal. By 3:05, emergency lights are seen reflecting on the building.
The 16-year-old suspect was booked into the juvenile.
Oh,
so one was 16. He should be dead.
Justice Intervention Center on second-degree battery and simple robbery. The officer's name will not be released, but we're told he was taken to the hospital for his injuries, although it's unclear how severe they were.
Completely unbelievable.
Severe enough to lose his fucking sidearm.
That there should be a whole bunch of there should have been a whole bunch of shot people there. I'm sorry.
Especially in New Orleans. Like
video, Lily. Thank you so much. A video of an off-duty NOPD officer.
Did I switch back to my screen?
Okay. Yeah, we're back.
Okay. Well, I wasn't over here.
They're beaten and allegedly robbed in the French Quarter, leaving a lot of unanswered.
Shut up. Go away.
Yeah, there's something to the story, Jared. I'm going to venture out to say it was racially motivated. White dude starts getting jumped by that many suspects?
Well, Roy says after the pow-pow, it took him 2 hours to show up anyway. But the first time he drove past and started tagging, why, I would have fucking ran off. I'd have had to. If they had started chasing me, I'd have turned around and probably shot some people. I don't know. There's a whole bunch there, but...
Well, I mean, he rode by on the bicycle. When he came back, he had no bicycle.
So, I don't know what the hell is going on there. It's a different...
Well, you know, shit like that used to happen in certain parts of the country. And usually the next day, the entire PD would work that area a little bit harder.
Thomas, it's a historic city for sure. It's not the way it used to be.
Visit at 9 a.m.
When they came down, when Holster and his family came down, they'd never been. Well, we went during the daytime. We left early in the morning, went there during the daytime.
Hot.
Where most criminals are still asleep. They like to come out at night. Now, it's, of course, the city's way more exciting at nighttime, but I wouldn't, you know, it's dangerous as fuck, obviously.
Well, it's exciting inside of a tiger cage, too, but it don't mean I want to be in there with them.
I'm just saying, so, I mean, if you, you know, if you ever come down, I'll take you down there during the daytime. It's like, but, I mean, it's just getting insane down there. It's the same way in the city of Baton Rouge, too. Bam just said the other day, she don't even want to go shopping by herself anymore, nothing like that. It's getting stupid.
Well, isn't New Orleans the murder capital of the United States now?
That or Baton Rouge is right up there, too.
But it is in Louisiana.
Both of them are in Louisiana. Two of them. You want to talk about this Gabby thing real fast? We'll have to read the whole thing.
Basically, everybody knows about Gabby Petito, the pretty little white girl that got strangled by her old man. And then he went on the run, and I pretty much think her dad fucking killed him in a swamp. But they say he shot himself. I don't know how that worked. Either way, Gabby Petito's family, like every other family that loses a loved one, has decided that money will solve all their problems, and they are trying to sue the police department that did not arrest him and separate them when they were called for a domestic. And they're suing him. I forget how many millions.
It's always the police's fault.
Yeah. But give me $100 million, and I'll forget I ever had a daughter. That's I never understood that.
Yeah. Well, this next one that is it. Everybody's suing everybody now. It's like a thing. I think a lot of people try to.
Find closure.
Push the cops for the cops to make the cops do something against them so they can try to sue and get money.
This next one, I want to have 15 minutes alone with these fucking people.
Right here. This lady right here. That's some Florida people right there.
No, we don't claim her.
You don't claim her?
No, Oklahoma backwoods fucking bullshit vegan fuck.
Yeah, this was in Fort Myers, Florida. This lady, of course, she's a vegan. And she was also a mother. And she's a motherfucker.
Mother of three.
Yeah. She said her and her family followed a strict diet of only eating raw fruits and vegetables. She is facing sentencing Monday in a malnutrition death of an 18-month-old child. Shelley O'Leary, 38, was convicted in June on 6 charges. First-degree murder, aggravated child abuse, aggravated manslaughter, child abuse, and 2 counts of child neglect in the death of their small child. A hearing is set for Monday afternoon at the Lee County, Florida.
The other two babies were also very malnourished. And the worst part is this has been going on so long that one of her other children's paternal parent ended up winning custody because in court they stated it was all about malnutrition.
Well,
she was still allowed to keep those fucking kids.
The child was 18 months old and only weighed 17 pounds and was the size of a 7-month-old baby. The child did not eat. He was starved to death over 18 months. The couple had 2 other children, 3 and 5, who were also malnutrition. A 4th child had been returned to the biological father during an earlier malnutrition case in Virginia. The lawyer showed pictures of O'Leary with one of her children during a trial, seeking to show she never intended to harm them.
Does that attorney needs a ball bat taken to him,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, of course. That now they're saying they want a new trial because they had errors and stuff in it. Let me tell you what, you can be vegan, whatever. I think it's stupid. We have fangs in our mouth as humans.
She ain't going to be vegan in prison.
Fucking meat. No, I hope she is vegan. I hope her ass starves to fucking death in prison because people like this.
Oh, they're going to kill her.
Him too. He hadn't been sentenced yet. It's fucking, I don't know. I just talked about that lady that her child died from fentanyl overdose. It's just, I don't know what's wrong with these parents. What's funny, talking about lawsuits, I just read today that the family of the little boy, I guess the family that's left, the aunt or mom or grandma or whatever, guess what they're doing? They're suing the State Department of Child Services. They're suing. Yep.
I would.
It's all about the money. The kid's body's barely not even in the ground yet, probably.
But they should have known. I mean, you literally had a judge go, yes, this child is malnourished. She has more children. I can't help you. That should have been immediately referred to some fucking child enforcement agency.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, something's wrong with people like that. It's like, oh, like them people that don't believe in modern day medicine and think you can feed them St. Augustine grass and make them.
Well, that's what Thomas is saying. Like they had it up there where the people thought that they could cure their toddler with fucking tea from the yard.
Yeah, it's fucking stupid. People like that should not be allowed to have children. This next one right here.
Yeah, when I read that earlier, I started to boil.
I actually had a picture and I don't have it up here. Let me see if I can pull it up.
So while he's trying to get this pulled up, because it is my story, so. Me and him have already talked about this case, and we have two completely different views. So basically, let's set the scene. There's a 93-year-old man in the old folks' home, right? He has dementia, one leg, and he's a fucking asshole with a knife. So he's going crazy trying to stab people inside of this place, chasing them with his one leg in the wheelchair. Well, they call 911 because obviously they need to restrain said individual. Well, they show up on scene. He's still being an ass. The officer really close to the end of his shift and didn't want to put up with the shit. I don't know if that's factual. Pulls out his taser, pops the fucker. He drops the knife. He goes in handcuffs. Now, what is your opinion on the matter?
Well, first they use pepper spray on him.
It doesn't work.
Pepper spray does work. And then the other one.
You have two legs.
Then the other one tased him. Okay. Now I'm get this. The man died a couple weeks later in the hospital.
Right.
Personally, I mean.
Weeks, not hours.
Yeah.
Not
yeah.
Days.
No weeks. No. Personally, like I said, I don't think him being tased had anything to do with him dying. He was 93 years old. He had dementia. So I mean, he was going to die of something.
Yeah, he's just a little bit worse than Biden.
Yeah, but I probably wouldn't have tased him. Maybe maced him, but I don't think I'd have used a taser on him. Maybe you could have got a broom and just whacked the fucking thing out of his hand or something.
But now you're accruing unusual punishment because you're using blunt force weapons against an elderly man.
I said I was going to knock the knife. I wouldn't hit him with it. I was going to hit the knife.
Right. Shoot the next guy that pulls a gun.
Well, if it's a 93-year-old man with no legs, okay. He's a 93. He didn't have Lieutenant Dan magic legs, okay? He's a 93-year-old man with no legs. So
didn't
it's
you
like,
say the department is actually who turned in the officer?
Yes, the department.
Jesus. Yeah, the department turned them in to have a, you know, a second review.
Yeah, their own department turned themselves in. Like I said, were they wrong for tasing him? I don't believe it should be against any policies or nothing like that. He was on with a knife.
It's a deadly weapon.
I'm just saying, I'm talking about my personal thing. I wouldn't have tased the 93-year-old man. But
you did this last time. Remember the guy with the little red scooter that was running inside of Walmart with a knife in his hand?
The one that they shot in the back like
and
six times?
Yeah, they fucking shot him, and you're like, they shouldn't have done it.
Yeah. I'd just run up and knock him out the freaking chair or something.
That's because you're fucking Superman.
I'm just crazy like that. I'm just saying,
You would be that asshole to flip the chair over.
I would, but he'd still be alive. would I have used the taser on him? I don't think so. Like I said, spray, maybe spray, because that's just going to burn for a while. But I don't believe that the man, because if he was going to die from being tased, he would have had a heart attack right then and there. And
right.
He had dementia, and he was 93 fucking years old. I mean, come on. Why don't he do an autopsy? I mean, they didn't autopsy him and see what killed him. They probably didn't because he was 93 years old and they put down right. natural causes. But yep. now somebody in his department got a hard on for something and now they want to throw some cops under the bus or something. Do I think they did anything wrong? No.
I'm just saying. Lieutenant's grandpa.
I'm just, or something. I don't know. That's like, do I think they did anything wrong? No. No. I don't think they did anything wrong. They had right to tase him. I'm just saying, in my opinion, I wouldn't have tased him personally.
And a use of force matrix. Taser.
No, I'm just saying what I would have done.
He'd pulled his other leg off and fucking beat him with it.
I'd have pulled his leg off and just slapped that knife. I'd have, ninja.
Well, I mean, you guys are almost the same age. You could have just sit down and had tea.
Yeah, I mean, if they'd have just threw some pudding at him, some fucking Jello, he'd have been fine. He'd have been, dropped the knife, went off to that tapioca.
Yeah, I'd have been like, what's the problem, old fuck? He'd be like, they won't give me my fucking pudding. They said you got to eat your meat or you can't have no pudding. Okay. I'd be like, somebody give me the pudding. I'm gonna give this fucking man a pudding.
All right, everybody. Let's see. We're going to vote on some hot nuts. We have the officer accused of being, not him, the college professor who's the racist.
Yep, we racist got college professor.
We got the 31 convicted time convict out there.
But see, he's not a hot nut.
No. Well, no, the DA out there should be a hot nut.
The DA is a fucking hot nut.
We have the chief firing the director because he don't like his emails. We got the New Roads cop that likes to tell her drug dealing daughter and boyfriend that the popo's coming after you.
You know what?
We got the instructor that says, oh, look, I'm going to play a game with you and shoot you in the chest when I'm supposed to be training you. We got the captain that lied about a crash and got himself arrested and fired over it. We have the vegan starving her kids to death. And we have the one-legged man that got tased.
And an ass-cooking contest.
So, I'm going to vote for the racist professor myself. That's what
I mean,
for.
Don't get me wrong. It's either that or the police officer that decided to kill her daughter's boyfriend. Hey, we're coming to raid you.
Melissa says.
College professor.
Racist professor. He's on the run. Thomas is voting for the sideswipe cop. So hope everybody, if you're not registered for a vote, go vote. We gotta vote. Get these damn Democrats out of there. That's destroying this country and stuff. And the FBI and shit. So.
Oh, did you see what that chick behind the stand that talks? They ask her, you know, something about Trump, and she goes, "I don't always talk about Trump." He goes, there hasn't been a single time I've been here that you haven't talked about Trump.
That's all they do. Cop that killed a girl during training is Roy's vote.
Looking like Professor's got the...
Yes, it's looking like that. And we got one for New Roads. All right. Well, I guess it's going to look like that the college professor is getting... themselves some hot nuts. Because
you're a stupid dumbass.
Locked your keys in there, didn't you?
You dumb motherfucker!
Yeah. And he was nice until he didn't get what he wanted.
Some dumbass motherfuckers.
Because he's entitled.
You're a stupid dumbass.
He is a dumbass. I can't stand people that do this shit. Like, let's leave the the race cards out of it, people. We're all one race.
I'm surprised it didn't scream ACAB as the fucking cop was walking away.
We are the human race, so people need to leave that out of it.
Human, even.
Human.
Yeah.
Look at that thing, make it look like I'm winking. Like I've got Tourette's.
Because in Louisiana, they just remove the H. It's human.
Human. And we will be back definitely Sunday with Liberty Freedom Whiskey podcast.
We are changing it to Sunday because it seems like that's the day that works for both of us.
And who knows? I'm supposed to have a guy I'm interviewing from another podcast Friday. I'm supposed to hopefully I'll have a guest for that episode. And who knows? Okay. If I get a hair up my ass, I might throw out another Louisiana crime one or if something pisses me off, I'll get on here and talk about it. So sometimes you just got to stand by. Sometimes I'm doing live. Sometimes I just record shit. So just keep your notifications and stuff turned on. Like I said, if you want to be part of the Motor Cop Clubhouse, you have to go and apply and answer a few questions. Other than that, stay safe. Watch your back. Watch your partner's back. And remember to smile, because the Iceman could always be behind you. Thanks for watching. And remember to smile, because the Iceman could always be behind you. We're out.
What? There you go. Anyway.
He's only showing out his live for